Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Steal the Show podcast, the podcast where we're too lazy to actually make videos, so we just podcast instead. I am Sam Sonovan, as always, with my co-host.
Steel Mitchell, and actually, you're the co-host. I'm the host. The show is named after me, Steel the Show, so.
But let's go back to who originally came up with that name.
That doesn't matter. It's
me.
Fine.
So, Sam is the host here.
Alright, you can be the host for this episode.
Yeah? Are you going to be the host next episode?
Yeah, I guess.
No, you're not. I'm going to be the host next episode.
You know what?
I'm the host forever!
Yeah. Alright. So, we saw a trailer this past week.
We did see a trailer.
A movie that was going to come out in February, and is no longer coming out in February.
Got pushed 6 months back.
Six?
6 months, yeah. Of course, we're talking about, the X-Men movie, Dark Phoenix.
That's 5 months.
It could be 6 months, though.
All right. Yeah, Dark Phoenix. Follow-up to Apocalypse.
Yeah, well, okay, so, you know, let's just give a background real quick. What are your thoughts on the X-Men franchise in general?
I don't think very many of them are good, personally. I really like Days of Future Past, but all the rest of them are just kind of eh. Aside from Logan and Deadpool, be the only exceptions to that.
I mean, is Logan really even looped in there? That's a whole different thing.
Yeah, they're not. I don't usually consider them. So,
yeah, I totally agree with you. The X-Men 2 is what people always go to. They're like, oh my god, that is the best X-Men movie. It's like I saw all those original three movies, and I was like, eh, they're fine, I guess.
Yeah.
I never thought they were that good.
I wouldn't want to go out and watch them, personally. We're just too young.
Because when they said X-Men 3 is the worst, I'm like, I don't know. They all kind of feel the same.
Yeah.
I'm like, is it worse? But yeah, Days of Future Past is the best of that franchise.
For sure.
Apocalypse was a disappointment, for sure.
Yeah.
I like First Class. I like First Class. And of course, Logan is great. Of course, Logan is great.
But this one seems to be more similar to Apocalypse than anything else. We got
a
huge returning cast. Yeah. It's the end of the world again. Like
again, it can't be the end of the world every single movie.
Honestly.
Also, I always find a problem with just the X-Men in general, because all the movies, like, they have a problem, because there's so many of them, they have a problem, you know, developing their characters.
Yeah.
And they're not sure where to put the focus oftentimes,
right?
But I mean, as they go along, it seems like they're keeping their cast like smaller and smaller, unlike the original franchise. Yeah, there's a lot of problems that I see coming out of this. Jennifer Lawrence, which didn't want to be there, and all the rest of them
still here. Yeah,
and there's a cemetery, or there's a death scene here, or they're at a funeral at one point.
Yeah,
and I think that's definitely her.
Yep.
Finally, she's sick of it. She's like, you know what? Just write
kill
me
off at the beginning.
Kill me off at the beginning.
Yeah. Done with the blue paint.
I mean, it looks just like every other X-Men movie, which gets me disappointed. But I mean, I do like the line from the trailer. Charles, there's, you know, you always say, you're always sorry. There's always a speech and nobody cares. I love that line.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great line.
I don't remember it well enough to remember any lines, honestly. So,
did you even see the trailer?
I did, yeah.
Cool.
When it first came
That's
out.
Nice. Nice that you made time for a trailer.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's hard sometimes taking 2 minutes out of my busy, busy day, but, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's hard for me too, Steel. It's hard for me too.
Oh, yeah. College is really difficult for you.
Hey.
Topic for
bucko.
Another day.
Topic for another day.
All right.
But, you know, overall, not looking forward to it. Neither of us really looking forward to it. I mean,
it'll probably be fine at the worst. But
I mean, whatever. I'm just hoping they keep pushing it back, you know?
Maybe it'll never come out.
Maybe it'll just never come out.
That'd be crazy.
That would be insane.
But you know what did come out? Iron Fist Season 2.
Was it you coming out of the closet?
Oh.
Aha!
Yep.
Got him!
I set that up too well.
You did set that up too well.
But no, I
Iron Fist Season 2. And, you know, Steele's points are all going to be invalid because he did not see season one.
I watched a recap.
He's a non-believer.
I watched the first three episodes of season one, so I'm, like, pretty good, I think.
Okay, that's basically all you need.
Yeah, sweet.
So what were your thoughts on the first three episodes of season one?
I didn't like them very much. First episode I thought wasn't bad. It was all right. It was kind of slow, but I was like, you know, we'll see where this goes. The next two episodes just didn't seem to go anywhere from there, and so I kind of dropped off. I just wasn't invested at that point.
From what I remember of season one, it's a lot of kind of building for literally barely any payoff. But, I mean, I remember semi-enjoying it for some reason.
Yeah.
But I think the day that I watched it, I was really sick.
Okay.
So, I mean, maybe the fever got to me a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I
really liked it. And I was surprised.
Oh, yeah. And you just didn't listen to me. You're like, yeah, no, I don't know what he's talking about. Yeah.
Because I tried it, man.
I'm looking on here, and Iron Fist has 19% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oof.
Holy shit. That is good. Bad.
Does season two have a different rating?
No, it's all just 19%.
Okay.
Okay.
Not bad, not bad.
But not bad at all.
It's definitely an improvement, at least in terms of what I saw, you know.
Okay, yeah, I also think... I think there's an improvement at a certain point, because a lot of this series is really dull.
It is, yeah. But at least it's not slow. Like, there's stuff that happens, it's just not interesting, you know?
Yeah, there's stuff that happens. I just don't care about the stuff that happens. That's the thing.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of extra characters.
So, episode, like, 1 through 3, I was pretty invested. And then there's, like, 3 through 9. And I was just kind of... I kind of threw it on in the background, kind of zoning out from time to time. Because
it was
not gripping me.
Yep.
Yeah, but you hit episode 9.
Yeah.
And holy shit. It's like, okay, so we're rocking at a pretty average show, like 5 out of 10, you know. It's whatever. 5 glowy fists out of 10, however many you want. but then you hit episode 9. That's a near perfect episode. I was on the edge of my seat. I was tensed, my palms sweaty. And I was ready for episode 10. But then, you know, episode 10 was like, again.
Yeah, I thought episode 10 was pretty good. I might have also just been on a high after episode 9.
Yeah, high off something.
Because they do everything. Everything happens in episode 9, it feels like. Everything that's been building up for the whole season all happens in one episode. And if every episode was like that, where it just had a whole ton of stuff going down at once... I understand there has to be some buildup, but, like, you don't have to stretch it out for the first 8 episodes. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. I think the whole show was building to episode 9 and, like, maybe the beginning part of episode 10.
Yeah.
But I was like, what do they have left to do?
Oh, so
they
yeah. Do, 10 so ended, they do what they, like,
they
20
do what they
in.
Need to do. Yep. They do what they need to do in episode 10, and I look at the clock, and there's 40 minutes left in this show. And... it goes on to a 40-minute wrap-up of what is, like,
and
all these people ending up.
And teaser for season 3.
Of Daredevil.
And
Iron Fist.
Yeah, I mean, Iron Fist,
I guess, yeah.
At the end, yeah.
I had to Google what happened at the end. I had no clue.
Okay, I didn't bother.
You were just like, I don't know. I don't care.
It. I mean, we can talk about it. Do you want to talk about what actually happened? Or should we...
Nah, let's not do spoilers. But, right. You know, some nerdy stuff happens.
All right.
That's where the show, like, I'm like, okay, Kung Fu. Oh, that is crazy nerdy. Stuff.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts. I was kind of okay with it because I think the show could use a little more weird.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's a lot too many bland.
Yeah.
Okay, is it me... or is the most interesting characters in the show the who's the brother? Ward or the Meachums.
Yep. Okay.
Most interesting characters are the Meachums.
I don't agree about Joy. I don't think she's that interesting.
Okay, Joy's just a bad character.
Okay, that's fair.
But But Ward is like the most interesting guy in the show.
Yeah, he is. He's actually like in a completely different show. He's not in an action show. He's in a drama.
Yeah, nobody, the director didn't bother to tell him, like, oh, we're filming a guy who does kung fu with glowy fists.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, this is a gritty rehab show about mental illness.
Yeah. It's actually, that's a pretty compelling part of the show. It's just,
yeah,
doesn't add up to anything in the end, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, yeah. He, you know, he has his arc, and it's, you know, it just ends the way it ends.
Yeah. Which is interesting.
Yeah, I don't feel like they left many stones unturned, like, that I'm, like, waiting for season three at all.
That's true. Yeah. It'll be something completely different, I think.
I think so, too.
I'm going to say... Mary is also the star of the show.
Mary does pretty good, yeah.
I thought she was Mary. Really interesting. She could be a villain further down the line.
Not Mary, Walker.
Whatever.
Let's just, you know, get to the point where Danny Rand just sucks at kung fu.
Yeah.
I don't...
He's good at the beginning, it seems like, but then he starts getting beat up pretty well.
Well, even, like, in season one, he'd get beat the hell of... Like, he'd take a few punches from, like, regular criminals. Like, these guys just have guns and, like, crowbars. But this... Uh-huh. He's getting, like, beaten up. At this point in the show, he, like, has his leg broken at one point.
Yep.
By... Was it the main villain? I don't...
Yeah, it was the main villain.
Onto the main villain, though, he was kind of weak. Kind of weak for me.
I didn't find him very interesting. His red fist was cool, but...
Well, Davos, my
Davos,
man.
Yeah.
A lot of the times I was thinking he was on the right. He was like, oh, he's doing the right thing. I liked how the show did that, almost a show. He's actually getting stuff done and kind of being effective. But then you're like, oh, yeah, he's taking this a bit too far. He's kind of great.
Yeah.
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 Well, overall, you know, I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed the show. Probably just as much as season one, honestly.
Okay.
Probably like a very maybe like a 6 out of 10 glowy fist things.
Yeah, that seems fair to me. What color are your glowy fist things?
My glowy fist things are
yellow,
white.
Yeah.
White.
I'm gonna have to say 6 white glowy fist things too, because. Yeah.
No, wow, good explanation there. Good explanation there.
Thank you.
I like it.
It was going to be a bit spoilerific, so I didn't do it.
There you go. So, next up, I didn't see this movie, but Steel did.
I did.
Let's hear how it went. And should I go see it myself?
You probably should. It's not even out yet, actually. Bad Times at the El Royale. I somehow managed to procure a couple of tickets to a screening.
Because we're reviewers!
Yeah, we're pretty much famous, so it's not a big deal. But I go to these things all the time, really. But anyways, so I saw Bad Times at the El Royale with, like, packed theater. There was, like, press there and stuff. It was pretty neat. And, it was really good. It's got an excellent cast. It's got Jon Hamm, Chris Hemsworth, Jeff Bridges. I gotta look up the cast, but... They all worked really well, and there were a bunch of new faces, too, who I hadn't seen in movies before, who really held their own with this other cast. It's about a hotel that's on the border of California and Nevada, and these strangers are all staying there, and the shits start going down. There's a bunch of shady stuff happening. I don't want to say too much about it because I didn't know anything before going in, and then I saw the trailer after watching it, and it's kind of ruins a lot of it, so wouldn't recommend watching that trailer.
So but the movie itself, you'd say that's the go-to way to go in? No trailer, just going blind. Perfect.
Yep. Wouldn't recommend the trailer on this. It was really good. It was slow, which was a bit of a problem. It was long and slow, but it was always interesting. There were sequences that would go on for a bit too long, but by the end of them, you kind of understood why. I just wish it had been sped up a bit. It was a lot like Hotel Artemis, which I also saw this year, except this was a lot better. And you really get to know each and every character. Oh, it's actually seven strangers, but anyways.
From just the sound of it, it kind of reminds me of Hateful Eight.
Oh, yeah, it is like Hateful Eight, actually. That's a good
Okay,
comparison.
I'm not going to like this.
No, you probably will. I don't know. Yeah, I liked Hateful Eight, too, though. So, but yeah, it was really good. Chris Hemsworth in this is a gem. And everyone really is, but Chris Hemsworth, you'll understand if you see it. I would definitely recommend it.
Yeah? How was the, it looks like a very stylistic film. How about that?
It
is there
is,
a lot
yeah.
of style to it?
Yep, there's a lot of neon, which I always appreciate, but it's not like in your face kind of neon. It's not Nerve, you know? There's a lot of tracking shots, which are really well put together. Yeah, looks great.
Well, it's good to see that Dakota Johnson finally got out of the
yeah.
50 Shades of Grey series.
Yeah, there was a point in the movie where she had somebody tied to a chair. It was like, whoa, the tables.
Oh, the tables have turned.
Yeah. Pretty nuts. As for movies you saw.
So what's your rating, though?
I should rate it. I'm going to give it 8. 8 strangers out of 10.
Wow, good one.
Thanks.
How about 8 bad times out of, but good times?
Eight
good times at the El Royale.
Yeah, that works too.
There you go.
Good movie.
I also saw another movie this week.
A good
I think
one.
We both saw it.
We did? Did we?
Did we?
No, I didn't.
You didn't see Venom?
Nope.
Oh, that's awkward.
I
because
wasn't gonna
I saw Venom. I saw Venom. And it's a lot of things.
Yeah.
What it isn't is
coherent.
It isn't coherent at all. It reminds me of a lot of movies from the early 2000s where the studio just kind of made a movie, didn't really look at the comics at all, and they're just kind of making a movie, much like Ben Affleck's Daredevil or Catwoman. Reminds me a lot of those where it doesn't really seem like it has to do with really anything. They just kind of made it. I don't know why, because they're trying to retain the rights to Spider-Man. Still, somehow they still have their villains. I don't understand Sony's game in this.
All right. So would you have rather had it in the Amazing Spider-Man universe or the current MCU Spider-Man universe?
I think it fits more in the Amazing Spider-Man universe. But after seeing the movie, I can definitely say that the best part of this movie is the chemistry between Tom Hardy and Venom. It's a lot of fun. Their witty banter back and forth. It had our theater laughing a lot.
Okay.
It's the only thing that actually works in the movie and makes it semi-bearable. There's not a lot of substance here. It's a pretty paint-by-numbers, take-over-your-body scenario type movie. There's a lot of things that they kind of just make up as they go along. At a certain point, the finale comes out of nowhere because I was sitting next to my friend and I was like, what time is it? It seems like they're ramping up for a finale. And he looks at the watch and it's like, it's finale time. And the reason that felt weird is because it took, I timed it myself, took 45 minutes for Venom to come on screen.
Ooh.
This movie has a huge curve to it. The first half, I could walk and maybe I could have like went to the concession stands, chatted with people, bought a pizza across the street, maybe went for a mile run or something, and then come back to the movie and maybe not even still see Venom.
That is what the first trailer looked like. There wasn't any Venom in that. So 45 minutes is a long wait.
Yep, 45 minutes of absolutely nothing. Tom Hardy kind of plays Venom Eddie Brock in a weird way. He's sort of this slimy investigative reporter that it's really hard to like understand how he's playing it because he's likable, but you can see if you actually knew this guy in real life, you're like, you're a scumbag, but everyone seems to like him, but the movie portrays him as a scumbag, which is kind of conflicting there. So it kind of feels weird. Like, he's likable to an oddly calculated degree is what I would say it would be like.
Okay.
Interesting. The villain, there's not really a villain more than just like a giant CGI monster.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's another CGI mess, isn't there?
It is a mess. The finale of this movie, oh my God. The whole theater was like looking at each other. I looked down the row, this kid on the end, he's like, what the fuck is going on, dad? And, you know, the dad's sitting there consoling his son. He doesn't know what's going on. They're crying. It reminds me of a lot of Slender almost.
Oh boy.
Where we couldn't even look at the screen. It just kind of hurt our eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
never good.
Yeah, that's a lot of it. I mean, everyone does okay with their roles here. Tom Hardy again, you know, good as Eddie Brock. Yeah, Michelle Williams here as the love interest. She's fine. She's nothing special. Just your generic need to be saved person.
Okay.
Riz Ahmed here plays evil Elon Musk, as I like to say.
Right, perfect.
Probably the most bland delivery I've seen in a long time. That character is nothing, is literally nothing, no writing at all. He has no emotion to him whatsoever, and it's kind of scary. I don't know.
All right. I will be sure to check it out when I can see it for free. But
yeah, that's good.
How would you rate it?
I would give it how about 4? Actually, okay. Going back on this, the only reason that saves this is because I was with friends. It's a good time to laugh at a bunch of things because it's stupid or it's actually funny. But the only reason it was survivable was because I had friends there. Otherwise, in the theater alone by myself, I probably would have cried and sat on the ground and contemplated my life.
Okay.
I'll give it 4 undistinguishable CGI messes out of 10.
All right. Not the worst, but...
Not the worst. Not the worst. A lot of the reviews were just god-awful horrible. I was surprised to see. I enjoyed parts. I enjoyed a lot of parts of this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty hype.
You're not hyped because you're going to go see it at home when you can get it for free.
That is true.
Let's see. Do we have any movies coming out soon?
Coming out this week is First Man.
Okay. Not looking forward to that.
Okay. I kind of am, but I'm also not going to go out and see it. You know, I don't want to pay for that either.
Well, I'm a firm believer that the moon is just cheese and it's made up.
Oh,
so
gotcha. Yeah, you don't want to see this one.
It's all a government conspiracy. You know?
Big hoax.
Big hoax.
All right.
You know.
So for what we should watch by next week, I have 2 recommendations.
How's The Walking Dead?
I haven't resumed season 6 yet.
Ha ha, it's getting to you.
Yeah. I wanted to watch BoJack, and then I wanted to watch Iron Fist, and now I'm going to watch Daredevil when that's out. And then we'll see. Maybe I'll go back to it. So.
Yeah, season 4 of Gotham is out.
Nice.
Have you ever seen Gotham?
I watched the first 2 seasons.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
No?
It got weird. I mean, I liked it when I was watching. I just kind of dropped off for some reason. So.
I think the seasons are too long.
That's true. I remember it was like before Jeremiah or whatever it turns into the Joker.
Oh, yeah.
Because I wanted to get to that point. But
the show gets a whole lot better.
Okay.
Because like Batman starts showing up.
Uh-huh.
That's when there's a scene where like the Joker is like terrorizing him. And you see the look in his eyes, and you're like, oh my God, that's Batman.
Ooh,
thanks. I think it's pretty cool.
Okay. Maybe after it's completed, I'll get back into it. First suggestion I have is Truth or Dare, which I don't see. It's
no!
on Netflix.
No!
Look, this is the one that I'm suggesting less. So hold on to your horses. But it's on Netflix. And it came out this year, and it's kind of Halloween-y, so it's a perfect blend for right now. I kind of just have this morbid curiosity. I want to see how bad it is, you know.
Okay.
So that's option A. Option B, however, we got a new movie coming out in a couple of weeks titled Halloween, which looks pretty good, but I don't think either of us have seen the original, unless
yeah.
you have.
No.
All right. So I think that would be a good one to watch and review for next week. That's
okay.
The one that I would suggest. Seems more timely.
Okay, that's pretty nice. You know, I think we should watch I think we should watch Halloween. Where do we find
okay.
that?
Where do we find that? Yeah, that's going to be the problem, but
we'll
I'm sure we can
out.
Find a way to legally watch it.
No, yeah, I love legally watching movies.
Me too.
So I only have one pick for my the movie that you have to watch for next week. Do you have any guess at that? What's that going to be?
Presumably, it's a movie that I really want to see.
It's definitely a movie that you really don't want to see because I hated it. Maybe.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't have opinions.
All right. And the title of this movie?
Sierra Burgess is a loser!
Oh, no.
It is uncomfortable.
How long is it?
It's only like an hour and a half, which is
oh,
good.
God bless.
It's.
Maybe I'll just.
It is
all
uncomfortable.
Right.
It is probably, I don't know. It's probably the worst Netflix original I've ever seen. And probably one of the worst movies I have ever seen in my life.
Oh, man.
On the surface, it's not that bad. But once you get into it, you're going to realize of the main themes of the movie. And a lot of the stuff that happens is just not okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I
don't know how you want to cut that.
That'll be fine. Yeah. I'll consider it.
Okay, I have to let my brother in, so let's finish this up.
All right, now I got to go climbing, so.
Yeah.
That's been the show. Steal the show.
Yeah, steal the show. And remember! Steal the show. Wow, that was awful. Okay, see you guys next week.
Yep, adios.
See you soon.
Adios.